Welcome to the Franchise Fantasy Podcast.
Come to decide that the things that I tried were in my life just to get high on. When I sit alone, come get a little known, but I need more than myself this time. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe that we rely on. When I lay it on, come get the play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, yo, listen what I say, yo.
All right, episode 2. We got Nat Pollock, baby, live from Idaho or Seattle? Where are we at?
Back in Seattle.
Back in Seattle. Right on. So when are you going back to Idaho?
I don't know. We got a lot this coming this fall, so we might not be back until winter, but we'll see. Yeah. I'm trying to get out there in the fall just to see the colors and stuff, see what it's like.
Hell yeah. Right on. All right, dude. Week 2. We got Eagles-Vikings tonight, but we got to go back to the draft, man. Mr. Running Backs, tell me about it.
I mean, I had my strategy going in. I did the numbers, did the math. The spreadsheet said that there was going to be a lot of value in those middle RBs. I just didn't realize that no one else was going to bid any money on anything.
Right.
So I got a lot of value. And I think it's going to pay off.
I do not hate your team at all. I know you're 0-1, but Aaron Jones, a big week. Dak didn't even do much, but the Cowboys look good, so that's a good sign.
Yeah, I think if I had it traded, done the trade, I actually won last week, but that's all right.
So right now, and I know you're playing Corman this week, the big rivalry, we'll get to that. You're playing Kenneth Walker, Montgomery, and Jones. Do you think you're set, or are you still debating? I know Jones is questionable, but
I keep going back and forth. Like, if Jones isn't going to play, I kind of want to play Swift. Just, I think it'd be fun to play and watch tonight.
Well, yeah, you got about an hour.
But we'll see. I think I'm probably set.
So, speaking of Corman, is it bulletin board material that this afternoon he said he doesn't even need a kicker this week?
Yeah, he said that, and now he's getting nervous that I'm picking up all the kickers, claiming it shouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, I love it. It's legal.
Can't handle
all
the gamesmanship.
Yeah, it's legal. All right. Well, I figured that could fire up the boys, though. He says he doesn't even need one.
Oh, yeah. The boys are going to be ready to go.
All right, so the other big thing to start of the season, you were part of probably the two biggest stories. We had a trade before Thursday Night Football last week, so before a game was even played. How are you feeling about that trade right now?
I still think it helps my team. I still like it. I don't know. If I hadn't done the trade, I would have won last week just because I would have lost by like a point. But I think that I needed the flexibility because otherwise I would have to. I guess I ended up dropping Gibson anyway. I still like having Adams over Ridley for the whole season.
Bench running back depth. Yeah, no, your receivers now, like, I mean, you're not deep at receiver. I mean, you only have three, but you certainly, a 1-2 of Cooper and Adams is, you plug them in every week, they're there.
Yeah, that was the other thing my draft strategy said was there would be a lot more value in free agent wide receivers than there would be in free agent running backs. So I went running back heavy on purpose.
Also, I mean, Corman, he only had 76 points last week. Like, he's not. His team's not exactly humming right now.
No, not at all. Ridley was like the lone bright spot, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Algier, but he was on the bench, and you can't rely on that every week because he's really the second running back there. Right. He's got Algier in this week, which is the right move, but I mean his wide receivers are solid, but his running backs, Pierce and Algier, like, it's still not great.
Yeah, Williams is going to be done in a couple weeks.
Right. Like, he's probably still, even with that trade, he has the worst running backs in the league, probably. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I wouldn't be feeling good if I were him.
No, and he claims he is. I mean, he seems okay, but he has to have Kelce playing. And boy, if he misses like 2-3 more weeks and you start 1-3 or whatever, you're in a hole.
Yeah, that's tough to get out of.
All right, so use claim you got a bunch of trade info for us, which it's always been hard to trade in this league, and I'm guilty of it, but we've always said you're toughest to trade with, which I'm going to – some of it, to be fair, is you and Tyler are the two that try and trade the most. So some of it is just you feel like the toughest to trade with because you actually try and trade.
Yeah, you want to jump into the data?
Let's get into the data, baby. Let's get in there.
All right, here we go. So we played 13 seasons, not counting this year.
Yep.
And the 2013 season, there's no history for that. It's gone.
Yep.
And so over the other 12 seasons, there's been a total of 71 trades. So that's 6.45 trades per year.
Okay.
The first year was the least number of trades with only one. And then the one year, the martyr bust year, there were 15 trades. That was the most in one year.
Oh, wow.
And so then if you look at who made, so I topped the list with 20 trades.
There you go.
1.7 per season. Dylan's next with 16 trades, so 1.5 per season. Tyler's next, 1.3 per season. And then it's kind of even. Cormen, Garber, Hex, Kumar, France. The least amount of trades of an active member is Grony with only 3 in his 11 seasons. So that's only 0.3 trades per season for Grony.
Yeah.
The only other thing is Tyler, if you don't count, so he was in the league for 2 seasons, then he left for a while and then came back. So after he's been back, he's been way more active.
Right, trades per year, he's up there. Years.
Yeah, if you look at those 5 years, he tops me in trades per year.
Wow. All right. I mean, there you go. I guess the narrative that Nat's the hardest to trade with is false.
Yep.
And
most trades.
It makes sense that Grony, just reading into the numbers, is the least. I don't text with him a whole, much at all. Occasionally just, hey, new season, send $20, blah, blah, blah. And then early that first season, I knew you guys, but like there was the Ohio State crew, and I was kind of on that side. And then there was like Marta and Henry were out in Chicago, and we really didn't know who they were, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So it makes sense why year one there was like none.
Yeah, that first year the only trade was between you and Dylan.
That's funny. What was it? Do you know?
I can have it here.
Huh.
I got a couple other interesting facts.
Yeah. Lay them on us.
So there's only been 2 years where I didn't make a trade, and I've made a trade in 9 straight seasons.
Wow.
Dylan was the second most of 16 trades, but in one year he made 5 trades, another year he made 6. So he went on like a trading spree, and that he hasn't done anything since then.
Yeah. Wow.
And Grony has the lowest number. He's only made 3 trades in 11 years, but he has the most memorable trade, Brady for Moncrief.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yep. The one that started the whole.
The martyr bus. Yeah.
Martyr bus.
Unbelievable. Interesting stuff.
I did one other thing. So I try to see the champ. So on average, whoever wins the league makes 1.2 trades per year.
Okay.
So you don't have to trade to win, but it seems like typically everyone makes at least one.
Right. Now, some of that, usually if you're the champ, you like your, like last year I loved my team coming out of the draft. Like, to win, you got to have a pretty good draft. You don't have to have the best draft, but you got to have a pretty good one, and then, 2 or 3 moves in the season.
Yeah. Yeah, the year Hanks won, he made 3 trades.
And oh.
1 year Garber won, he made 3 trades.
So okay.
2 most by a champ.
Yeah. Okay, so, you can win through the season then. Interesting. Well, I appreciate you looking that up.
So, main takeaway is I'm the best trader in the league.
I definitely have to stop them because I've been the one pushing it that you're the toughest to trade with. Now, some of it in my head is all baseball bleeds in, which is fine. I bet you made a lot of baseball trades too, though. So, like, it's probably false there too, but.
Yeah, I mean, I've certainly turned down a lot of trades too. So
I mean, what's interesting about last week's trade, I don't know if everyone knows, Cormen threw it to you first.
Yeah, I still didn't like, based on the spreadsheet, I don't like it at all. But
then when it got closer, you needed to make the play. Now, he,
right.
I mean, he was in his own head all day. Like, when I got over there last week, maybe an hour before the game, and he could not decide.
I couldn't believe he was going to say no just because he didn't want to trade Kenny G.
It certainly was right. It's certain. Well, now he went down, so that kind of helps you, but not serious.
I don't even want Kenny G, but I want to call him down to think about it.
I know. Now, it was a like when you threw it to me and you were like, "Hey, let's do like look at this. Tell them to do it." It's a fair trade on both sides. I'm not sure who's going to win, and we're not going to know until week 12 or something like that. So,
right.
It certainly was one of those trades that day. It looked like both teams got better for that week, and I mean, both of you lost, but that's just how it goes.
Yeah, unless Pierce is one of the top couple running backs, Ridley's one of the top couple wide receivers, probably end up making both our teams better throughout the season.
And the thing is, you had too many running backs. You just can't play all of them.
Yep.
Maybe you should have picked a different one, but I think he wanted Pierce. I don't know. Obviously, other than Aaron Jones, I don't know that he would have wanted anyone else.
Yeah, he really wanted Pierce and Ridley. He think he valued them higher than anyone else.
He has his guys, and Ridley's always been one of his guys, which we all have those types of guys. All right. So through a week, Ekmanides in first with the most points. Who do you think the best team is in Champions League?
Yeah, so I was looking at the rosters today. I feels like there's not a huge standout to me. I do really like Groney's team. It just is balanced. He's got a couple good backups. He's got Zeke in case Stevenson goes down.
He's who I picked to win.
And Jigba and Davis could end up being huge. But they're on his bench right now, which means he doesn't have to rely on them.
Looks like Tua's pretty good and kind of in the best offense right now.
Yeah, and he doesn't have if one guy has a down week, it's not like he's relying on them.
T. Higgins had zero last week and he won. You have a receiver of zero and you win. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
All right, who do you think? You got Groney?
Yep, I got Groney.
Who do you have as the worst team?
I was going to say Hanks. I was looking at his roster, and I just really don't like it. There's not a lot of depth. I don't know, Deshaun Watson, I don't think he's going to be a great fantasy quarterback.
He didn't look great week one, and we still won, but he didn't look great.
Eckler, it's going to be tough to see him making it through a whole season.
Yeah.
But also, when I was looking at Corn's team just now, man, his team does not make me excited.
No, his team as is fine, but one guy goes down, bye weeks, he's in some real trouble.
Yeah. Now he could get lucky, Eckler's out for the season, he's got Kyron Williams, who's Green Bay, the guy on my team, Green Bay running back goes down, he's got AJ Dillon. To your team, you gotta be rooting for injuries. It's just not a fun way to...
No, it's not. And he needs a couple, because he needs Aaron Jones out, and yeah. So Puka went for $63 this week. Here's a little stat for everyone that, I know Dylan got him. Puka has 10 catches now in his NFL career. One game, 10 catches. Last season at BYU, he only had 40 catches.
Oh, really?
So he certainly looked good week one, but it seems like we're a little overreacting for a six-round pick. He feels Hunter Renfro to me, they just kind of ignored him week one, underneath. I watched Red Zone, I didn't watch the game, so I don't know. Maybe he is the guy, but I think 63 is a lot. I don't know that he's playable every week.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, I feel like they liked him as the, work hard guy who's always right. Supposed to be.
But 40 catches your senior year, we're you're kind of the stud, right, in theory, and then you go to the NFL, and you have 10. I don't know. It seems like a lot to me, so we'll see.
I mean, it seems like a lot to me, too, but I always think people spend way too much.
Well, and the other one is Kumar went $22 for Jordan Love. The next highest was, $5. Who cares about the money, whatever. But I don't think Jordan Love's playable. If you really need a backup, great, but,
I'm not. Didn't jump off the page. He wasn't the top quarterback I was targeting off waivers.
No, I mean, good for the Packers. Packers look nice, and they look like a better team than, probably in January I thought they'd be post-Rodgers, but, you can't play him. He's a bye week start. Now, Kumar's got Anthony Richardson, who looked pretty good for a rookie, at least fantasy good.
Yeah.
So those are just my two things from the waiver wire.
Yeah, I can see Jordan Love being consistent, but you have to wait and see. Like, he's not going to, can't start
him. Right. You can't start him. I mean, bye week, sure. Now, Kumar actually has three quarterbacks on team. He has Goff, too.
Kumar's team is weird. He's got three quarterbacks, three defenses.
So he literally has no fourth running back. Ooh, and his third one is Gus Edwards. That's not good. Now,
some bad teams.
His 1-2 is pretty good, but yeah, Kumar. Oof, woof. Now, Kumar's 1-0, right? Didn't he win?
No, he's 0-1, but he's got...
Oh, he's second in points. He had Tyreek Hill go nuts. That's right.
Oh, yeah, you can't rely on that every week either.
No, you can't. All right, we're going to get off sports a little bit. Well, it's still sportsy. Because I know you're such a pop culture guy, we're going to play pop culture with Nat.
All right.
First, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, are you buying or selling them as a couple?
Is that real? That's a real thing?
I don't know.
Selling it.
You're selling it?
That doesn't sound like it should work.
Okay. Is it a real thing? I don't know. There's no true confirmation, but Taylor also didn't, like, okay, of course Travis isn't going to come out and say no, but, like, she didn't adamantly come out and deny it, so.
Interesting. Kelce just seems like a kind of a jerk, like the guy I want to hang out with.
So, it's fun. You're right. He kind of comes off as a tool, and his brother seems like the nicest, like, just a beer-drinking type guy. Like, they're kind of different. But supposedly Travis is, like, a super nice guy. He just kind of, I think he dresses like a tool, so. But I guess he's super nice. I don't know.
He acts like a tool during the games, too.
No, I know. I mean, he runs his mouth. Now, he's backed it up, so you can, but.
Yeah.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. He comes off as a tool, but. All right, next question. She was all over the Jets game. Do you know who Sexy Red is?
Red?
Yeah, what does Sexy Red do? To be fair, I had never even heard of her until this Jets game. I just wanted to know if you've heard of her.
She's gotta be like some OnlyFans person or something, maybe, I guess.
Yeah, but she's like a rapper, I guess.
No, really?
Like,
yeah, okay.
Like a new age Nicki Minaj, I guess, you know, something like that.
Sexy Red.
Sexy Red with two Y's. I literally had never heard of her, and then she took a photo with Rodgers and the Jets owner, and I was like, oh, man, I'm out of the loop these days. And I'm looking at her wiki. She's 25, so it's not like she's, like, 20. And not 25 is young, but.
Yeah.
Sexy Red. All right, that's all I got from the Nat pop culture segment. So what are we homebrewing these days right now?
Oh, I just did a brew today. We brewed an IPA, me and Darcy.
Okay.
It turns out homebrewing is a great activity when you're a stay-at-home dad because you just kind of have to sit around in the kitchen, which is what you're doing anyway.
Right. You're saying it is a great activity.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Like, it's, like, perfect.
Exactly.
Just kind of hanging out with her and brewing. Okay. Yeah. Now.
So tomorrow we're going to brew either an Oktoberfest or like a Imperial Stout. And then I got to the other one sometime next week. So I should have three beers in the keg pretty soon, which will be awesome.
Let's go. And you're work from home 3 days a week or no?
Right now I'm just straight maternity leave.
Oh, okay. You're just living the life right now.
Yep. Me and Darcy. So I started, so I'm back to work mid-August, so I've been off since then, and then I'll go back mid-October.
So tell me, when you're on maternity leave, like, do you ever open the phone and, like, look at work, or no? You're truly unplugged.
I've opened it a few times. Okay. On stuff, but I don't have to.
You don't have to, okay.
I'm bored, feel like I want to check in.
All right, that's good. All right, what else do you have for the league? And then we got our Bud Light segment here at the end.
I don't think I have anything else for the league. I got
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay. Oh, this is a good question. I mean, Corman's your favorite person to play, right?
Yeah.
Who's your second favorite person to play?
It's always good to beat Marta.
Yeah. Good answer. What about, like, do you feel a rivalry with Tyler? Because he's Henry's up there now.
Yeah, no, I do feel a rivalry with Tyler, too.
Okay, that was going to be my other answer for you.
Tyler, Henry, Marta. The league matchups beat a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Our sponsorship segment of the day, Real Fantasy Moves of Genius. Is brought to you by Bud Light, where we recap the three best and worst fantasy moves of the past week. Real Fantasy Moves of Genius, brought to you by Bud Light. Transition any time into a good time. Real
Man of Genius. All right, I'll look at him.
All right, here's our three best and worst moves of the week, thanks to Bud Light. We're going to start with the three best moves. We're going to go down. So the best move, or the third best move, was Jake Elliott by Dylan. Had 18 points. Good picker kick by him. Kickers are tough unless it's, you know, the three that everyone wants. Our second best move of the week, even though everyone would have played him, you got to get – well, actually, I bet there's fantasy owners that had Ayuk on the bench. Ayuk with 28 for Ekmanity. And the best move of the week was Garber, Jacoby Myers with 24 in the flex. I guarantee there were not a lot of managers playing Jacoby Myers week one.
Jacoby Myers, I missed that.
You know me, Nat. I watch a ton of football, right? I didn't even know he was on the Raiders. I thought he was still on the Patriots. And I watched the Patriots game. So, credit to Garber. All right, the three worst moves of the week. The third worst was... we're going to go with Tyler playing the Steelers D. I think the Steelers D can be good, but I don't think that's a defense you can play against the 49ers. The 49ers are too good. The second worst move of the week, I played, I'm going to give it a whirl, Onka Onwu from the Titans, and he gave us zero. He is just not proven tight end yet, but I really didn't have any other choice. That's the second worst. And the third worst move of the week, same as the Garber had the best move, he also had the worst, playing Juju Smith-Schuster, who I think is unplayable. What do you think?
Yeah, Juju, he's playing him again this week, isn't he?
He's in the lineup. Hold on, let me pull that up, because since I'm calling it unplayable, I should have a better – like, you have to also have the answer who you should play.
He dropped Juju.
There you go. I didn't even see that, and franchise is right. Clearly unplayable. Who's he playing instead? Let's see.
Zay Jones or Jamar Chase out last week.
Yeah. So Zay Jones, which, yes, that is the right move. Zay Jones is better.
Yeah.
Well, but to be fair, Garber's bench is rough because he spent so much on all those guys.
Yeah, Garber's in a tough spot. I mean, you did the same strategy I did a couple years where you spend big on three guys.
Now, McCaffrey looked unbelievable last week, but his RB2 is Herbert. Like, his team, I don't know. He's going to need McCaffrey to be the best player in fantasy, which he might be, but he, like, has to have that.
It's also tough when you rush like that because you can't trade with anyone because you're not going to trade your top two guys.
Yeah, what do you want?
Everyone else is just whatever fodder and right. No one wants it anyway.
Yeah, he's going to just be dropping guys all year. Tyler Boyd, see ya. Hubbard, see ya. Next guy up. Like, and they're all just the same. All right, Nat. Well, I appreciate you squeezing it in. I know that dad life is busy. Is she sleeping right now or what?
No, she was weird, but Holly's taking care of her.
Gotcha.
She had a busy day.
Right on. Shout out, Holly. All right, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
All right, go Birds.
Yeah, good luck this week.
All right. What beer do we have today for us, Corman?
Oh, don't do this.
It's in his mug.
Corman put you up to this.
Windlass!
I will murder your mother.
If you had 3 seconds when the bartender comes in and tells you what beer you
want. Hey, I'm ready. All right.
Bush Light or Bud Light? What do you think?
Beer Law of 1613.
Been waiting a season and a half to make my appearance, and this is what I get.
We have 9 different Oktoberfest
beers. 6 of the beers are pounders.
Oh, but Seattle's my favorite bar scene.
I'm not saying it. People are saying it.
Is that 6 yet?
No, there's no way that guy doesn't get
we fun. Like a good
PBR. The radio's very good.
I even like the weirdos.
Count the beers. 2.5 shots.
Hey, we've had 57 beers.
Yeah. What? I don't even have a sister.
Priceless. Oh. Priceless. Oh. That's what we're doing.
Bartoberfest.
61 beers
we
across
also had roofies on the
you dumbass!
Francis farted on the
podcast.
No, what the hell is going on?
Killed the Jaber's dog with a shot.
Collusion, delusion.
So get him out.
Bell danger.
We did it once.
We're like, wait, bye, bye, buddy.
You can drink a little faster than an Oktoberfest.
You're my sweet, sweet. He's shirtless, he's on the floor. The dude's curled up next to a refrigerator, for God's sakes.
Just kind of a bloated corpse of him old, his old self.
Corbin is laying on the ground.